Well, I want to speak to one of the public representatives, Dominic Bradley, MLA from the SDLP. Dominic Bradley, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Dominic, in relation to the situation regarding St Paul's in Bessbrook, you were able to cut some ice there, were you?
Well, I wouldn't claim that it was my efforts alone which made the difference, Frank, but yes, the department has granted a variation in the number, and the school will be permitted to take another 24 pupils. And this came about as a result of oversubscription. St Paul's is a very popular school in the local area, and when they were oversubscribed, and when they applied their admissions criteria after criteria in A2, which is the second in the first category, the all places were full, so they actually had to draw lots to exclude 8 pupils. Category A in their admissions criteria is in fact their traditional catchment area, their traditional feeder primary schools, their traditional parishes. So many parents were extremely anxious about the fact that their children were not going to get places, and in fact I would say they were angry in some cases, because I think they took it for granted that their children haven't attended a feeder primary school and been resident in a feeder parish would automatically get a place in the school. So the school and the parents, myself and others, petitioned the Department of Education to look at the situation, and I'm glad to say that they have granted 24 extra places. Unfortunately, there are still 11 children in that category who haven't been admitted to the school, but no doubt their parents will be trying the various appeal mechanisms which are available to them to try and change that situation.
So a child who would have wanted to have gone to St Paul's in Bessbrook and who'd live in the general area but hasn't yet got in, what would the next alternative be? Would it be somewhere like St Joseph's High School in Newry? Would that be the next choice?
Well, it would be for a boy. For a girl, it might be St Mark's Warren Point, because the girls' secondary school in Newry, St Mary's, it's oversubscribed, it's full. So that would have meant that, say, a child from Bessbrook, where an 11-year-old would have to travel up to 15 miles to get to Worm Point and join a school in which he or she did not have any friends, did not know any of the pupils. And I think that's a pretty daunting prospect for any 11-year-old.
Now, how did you manage to get the minister on board with this one? Because there seems to be some difficulty, say, with like Ashfield girls, Ashfield boys, when it comes to expansion. They'd wanted to expand, but the minister wasn't up for that.
Well, I suppose the Department of Education looks on each case individually, and I cannot say what swayed the department or the minister in the case of St Paul's, but nonetheless, I'm very pleased that he has changed his mind and allowed this variation, which of course has made many of the pupils happier than they were prior to this announcement, and many of the parents of course are very pleased that their children have been admitted.
We heard
unfortunately
yesterday,
as I said, there still is a number who have not got places.
Yeah, we heard yesterday on the programme of the angst that a number of children were going through. I suppose that is mirrored in South Armagh as well, if they're not getting into the school their mates are going to.
Well, it is most certainly, Frank, and in some cases there was one pupil from a whole class who didn't get a place in the school. And as you can imagine, that makes people feel, you know, almost as if they are different, as if they may have done something wrong, and they're asking, you know, why has everyone else been admitted and I haven't been admitted? So I think it places enormous pressure on a child, and children feel excluded, feel marginalised by this situation, and therefore, you know, it is good news when they hear that they have got a place in the school.
Yeah, it seems to be more happier faces and happier heads, but you can never guarantee that everyone's going to be satisfied. And maybe a stronger argument would be that all the local schools are used with much more variety from where they take their pupils. And Bessbrook kids going to St. Joe's, and Warren Point children going to Bessbrook, and Newry children going to Castle Welland. Like, is that a pipe dream, or is that just not common sense?
Well, Frank, the Department of Education's policy is that children should attend their local school, their nearest local school. And in the case of all of these children, St. Paul's, Bessbrook is their nearest local school. So I suppose the parents are adhering to the policy espoused by the department by seeking to send their children to that nearest local school.
Yeah, and it's hard to beat the convenience as well, especially when it's St. Paul's, which is one of the premier schools. Dominic, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
You're welcome, Frank.
That's Dominic Bradley, MLA.